brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
They're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Yeah. We go.
Ah,
that was your...
That's my intro.
That's, oh, wow. Wow.
Inspired by the man, the myth, the legend, Fabrizio Romani.
You know, there was so much tension going into that intro. He made me wait. I was curious.
Of course. Like, I have to pay tribute to the transfer king himself.
Ah, no, you have to, man. He is something else.
Yeah. He is my source.
He's all our
all transfers.
The source. The source that really matters.
The source that really matters.
Stuff tomato sauce
is made of. Yes, you guys are listening to the amazing, amazing
VAR
show. Right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Better.
And we have so much in store for you. You know, you guys so wondered why I started off like that? Because we have a transfer rumor show.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, we have, before we get into any transfer, what are we about to do?
We're about to listen to this hot jam.
No.
Oh, for real?
Yes, you're offside.
Okay, was I too early there?
Yeah, you're too early.
Okay, what are we doing?
We need to introduce ourselves.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do.
They
don't
not know who they are. They are speaking to.
How? But how though?
No. So tell them who they're speaking to. I'll let you start.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, for the first time ever, if you're new listening to this show, this never happens. It's normally him before me. But today, I'm first because, you know, I matter the most. So, yeah. This is your boy. The man. The myth. The man on fleek. The man who's always sleek. Always clicks, always ticks.
Pressure's on.
DJ Sticks. No pressure. No pressure. I am the treasure.
Oh, okay. And with him here is, you know, he's saving the best for last.
His side.
The deadline day signing. Signing of the season.
Let's go.
Copa America winning. Euro 2020 happening in 2021 winning.
Yeah.
Manchester United's key signing.
Wow. He's going.
Number 7 of every single team.
Damn.
The one and only DJ Stone.
That's why he let me start off first. This guy. I can't believe it.
And before we carry on, enjoy these tunes.
I'm a dry land, your wildfire, and you burn my old ways down. Surround me with your love. Oh, oh, when I say I'm sorry. Oh, oh, your love is only a symbol. only a step away.
Yeah, we are back. I hope you guys enjoyed the tune. I know it was almost as good as my intro.
Oh, come on now.
Okay, so we are jumping in. Now, you'll be able to tell that I chose this topic. Are you ready? Are you ready for the Sunday? Are you like, it's going to be literally off the bat. Like, yeah, nope, it was him.
Okay.
Does Manchester United finally have a transfer plan? So for those who don't know, we finally signed Jadon Sancho.
Oh, finally, after 5 years.
We're keeping it, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You truly enjoy something when you wait for it. Okay. Savor it.
Yeah, you know? That is true.
Yeah, so we did that. And we finally got Jadon Sancho. Signing him was very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by, we're now looking at getting Rafael Varane. And Eduardo Camavinga.
Big names.
Now, comparing this to our last few seasons, you know, last season where we bought Edison Cavani, Amad Diallo, and I forgot the other, I think Franchini, something like that. I forgot his name.
Wasn't it Van der Beek as well?
And Donny van der Beek. And, you know, all of them were classified as panic buys because we didn't get who we actually wanted, which was Jadon Sancho and Declan Rice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and looking at even prior to that, you know, we never really were ones to come out of a proper transfer window.
Yeah.
So, in your point of view, do you think that this is looking like? I'm actually at 100%, you know. I was watching a YouTuber who speak about this, and I agreed with him. It's like he's on 70% on the whole fact that Varane will come, so it's not 100% yet.
Okay.
You know, with any transfer, until it's on the dotted line, it's not 100%.
Until Fabrizio
says, here we go.
Yeah.
I hope he listens to the show.
Oh, please, man.
I am going to add him on Twitter to listen to the show.
No, you must. He must.
And, so it's quite interesting to see, you know, I wonder if this was because of all the pressure that came in during the year, you know, with them trying to go into the Super League and the massive backlash that's been happening, you know, that just added on to the already backlash that's been happening onto the Glazers, you know. I wonder if this is an outcome of that. And, you know, I think with us getting these signings, you know, Camavinga, Varane, you know, I think it'll be very good for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's your take on this?
I know. I also think that it's going to be good for the club. Yeah, because obviously you always want to give the fans what they want and who they want. And like you said, last season when they bought Cavani and them, it was to compensate for the players that they actually wanted. So seeing names like Sancho, Varane possibly coming in is not only good for y'all, it's good for the Premier League as well.
Yeah.
Because now we have Varane playing for flipping Manchester United.
Premier League, I'm sorry to say, but Premier League doesn't need them. Can you see
that? It doesn't need them. It's like when Zlatan came, though. There was Manchester. Yeah, it's looking good.
Yeah,
it's looking good.
Yeah, no, it would be crazy to think of, you know. Like you see, and I'm like even focusing on the players they're gonna play with, you know. And you look at someone like Maguire in the Euros.
He's been insane,
and he's able to do that knowing that his back line is covered, you know.
Yeah.
He's able to do that knowing that if he moves forward, he's not going to worry about, you know, he knows that there's solid defenders at the back, you know. And with us looking more likely keeping someone like Diallo, you have, so it looks like we're keeping Diallo. We have Wan-Bissaka, we have Shaw, We have
Tellez
at the back, you know. I really feel like they should give Diallo a huge opportunity in this coming season, you know. Wan-Bissaka is good, but Diallo can also bring in extra help into the team.
Yeah,
you know,
last season.
And yeah, you saw it last season with him at, I think, was it AC Milan. You saw it in the Euros as well when they brought him in. I think they brought him in their last group stage match, and against, was it not Germany? Against Portugal.
Yeah.
And they also started him in the round of 16 game, and you know, it was also a close match.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very close game. And now, furthermore, you look at someone like Paul Pogba for front, you know, having a defensive midfielder over there, as well as creative players to play with. You know, you saw the other balls he was giving in, you know. And I imagine having someone like Kamavinga. Obviously, he would need time. I'm not expecting him to come there and be a world-class CDM.
Yeah.
You know, he's obviously 18, he's young. Premier League football is rough. Premier League football is hard.
Hard.
I don't expect him to just come off the bat and do that. But, you know, I believe if they have him, they have someone like... I'm not going to say McFred, you know, I'm a fan of him. But you have someone like Donny there. And what happens now is Pogba now has, what's his name, Sancho on one side, Rashford on another side, Cavani down the middle,
man.
Bruno Fernandes in front of him. He has options.
Yeah.
And it's not just pass it to Rashi because he's the creative player, or pass it to Bruno and hope for the best, you know. He's also a creative player. No, he has now options, you know. He has options. And it's quite interesting to see what will happen. And, you know, the big question now is, what is the excuse that Solskjaer will have? Because now people will be expecting results. Because, you know, you can't say he's not getting the players. He has the players.
Yeah, now he has.
Talking about a team with great players, PSG has bought Hakimi and Sergio Ramos.
Insane.
Yeah, that is very, very insane. Wow.
I just feel like PSG is trying to create problems for their manager.
Yeah, you know, poor Pochettino, you know.
Oh, my God. Going in there so much.
And they don't want to hear anything, you know.
Come on, man. Like, how much talent can you have?
They want results there.
Look at this. You have Marquinhos.
Yeah.
Who's a starter for sure. Like, every PSG game, you expect to see Marquinhos in the team.
Yeah.
Plus, you have Kimpembe, who's also a flipping amazing center back. And then you bring the man, the myth, Sergio himself, who's also going to be expecting game time.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, what's the formation? I don't know.
You know, I think if you have... You're obviously starting a Ramos. Now, Ramos is obviously... old now, and I don't think they're gonna play him every single game for 90. Well, he can play every game for 90 minutes.
He's Sergio Ramos,
you know.
Yeah.
But at least with someone like him, you're having leadership at the back, leadership in the training ground.
A lot of structure.
You know, someone like Kimpembe can get better. Someone like or their younger defenders in the training ground can get better. And yeah, but it's quite interesting because now you have four world-class defenders, you know?
Insane, man. Now you have Ramos and Neymar on the same team.
Yeah, and you know, they are still eyeing people like Messi and Ronaldo, you know. Imagine a front...
Are they insane?
Imagine a front three of Neymar, Mbappe, and Ronaldo.
Oh. Yeah, that's obviously if Messi doesn't come.
Yes, you know, that's obviously if Messi doesn't come. And they're trying to also poach Messi...
Can't.
We'll see where that goes. You know, right now, any Messi news wouldn't really be solid because he's currently focusing on Copa America. And for those who haven't followed, you know, Messi is currently unemployed is not the term.
He's playing for Argentina.
I just use that to make Messi fans angry. But he's currently a free agent.
Imagine.
Meaning that his transfer value is zero.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay a thing.
No.
And Barcelona has been saying, you know, the chairman, the president has come out saying that, no, they're going to get Messi. You know, the contract deals is on its way and so forth. Obviously, we want to see what happens after the 11th of The 11th of what's it, January? We are in July, right?
Yes, we are.
The 11th of July.
After he takes it.
We'll see after the final just of admit, Copa America.
Come on, this person.
You know, you don't cancel out Brazil.
Yeah, no, you can't. Flipping.
That is a team that has shown Argentina their place.
I would have loved to have like Peru, Ecuador in the final, Bolivia.
Knowing Argentina, you'd probably lose, you know.
Yeah, we know 1-0. 1-0 would be fine for us. You know, we'll just squeeze it in.
Yeah, to be 1-0 for the other team. You know,
a late Sergio goal. No.
They'll score an early goal and park the bus. You know,
this
AKA just around Messi.
Oh, that's how you park it.
That's how you park it. Okay. You know? Yes, but you know, it's been quite interesting with the just to see how PSG is building up their squad next season. Obviously, man. Their goal is just Champions League.
Yeah,
you know,
that's their main goal.
Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but if you've been watching the Euros, one thing you see, and you saw it also with the French squad.
Yeah.
You can get all the stars.
Yep.
You know, but it doesn't guarantee you a win.
Yeah.
There was no team better on paper than France.
There was no team more complete than France.
Yep.
Yeah, no, they were... Oh.
Like, I thought, you know, maybe Italy was as complete. But, you know, watching the Spain game, you know, they you saw that, they're amazing defensively, but they're not as good in attack.
Yeah, going forward.
Going forward is not... If they play a team that is quite strong, you know, and yes, I can already hear people saying I'm speaking nonsense. I do understand that look at how they've been in the group stages and all the way up to the semis.
Yeah.
But you look at Spain, you know, they made it through teeth and nail. If it wasn't for Federico Chiesa, you know, they wouldn't have made it to the finals.
Yeah.
And obviously, if it's going into penalties, Donnarumma doing what he does best. And even like looking at the whole tournament, they've been known for their defense.
Yeah.
You know, they've been known for their defense. As soon as their midfield gets locked, you know, as soon as their midfield can't really make if people like Jorginho can't get the ball, you know, if people like Verratti can't get the ball, it becomes harder for the team. But then you looked at France.
Oh, my word.
You looked at France from their defense.
Let's
not
talk about France.
They had Kimpembe, Varane.
Man,
you know, they in their midfield it was Pogba, Conte.
Disaster.
They had the striking force of Griezmann, Mbappe, Benzema.
Oh my word!
Olivia Giroud was on the bench.
Ousmane Dembele
was on the bench.
Let's go.
You know,
Kingsley Coman on the word.
Like that is a team.
Fire.
And what it showed us is that. That doesn't mean that you're going to make it, you know.
Yeah.
Poch's tactics are going to be on full display next season. But hey, he took a beat down Tottenham Hotspurs to the UEFA Champions League finals.
Mm-hmm.
He might be able to, you know, win it with PSG. And PSG is probably hot so with last season, you know, are getting rid of Thomas Tuchel and watching him and Thiago Silva win the
both
Champions
of them
League.
Traitors.
You know? Yeah. And on the topic of English football. No, let's look at Chelsea's neighbors, Tottenham, getting a new manager in. I'm going to say his name right.
Nuno.
Especio.
Hey.
Santos.
Ah, okay.
Ah, there
yeah,
we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Yes.
That'll do.
That will do.
Yeah.
You know, obviously he's coming in into Tottenham, going to be the main coach. And what are your thoughts on it?
To be honest, I haven't been really looking into him. Obviously, when he came with Wolves, when they had that fire season, their takeoff season with Wolves, that was when I was really paying attention to all of his tactics. But last season, I wasn't really looking into him.
Yeah.
So I just have to go and do more research on the guy. But he looks like a good manager.
Yeah.
Obviously, coming up with Wolves from the championship 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They performed well, beat City twice. So, I think he's a good guy.
So beat City twice.
Yeah.
That was the most painful thing for you to say, right?
Yeah. Barely came out.
Now, you know, the interesting thing around this whole topic is not really even like the effect that they signed him, you know. The first person Daniel Levy wanted was Julian's Nagelsmann.
What?
I remember even us speaking about it earlier on in the year. And obviously he preferred the Tottenham job preferred the Bayern Munich job over Tottenham, and it was good for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was an exciting candidate in the beginning of this whole thing.
Imagine that.
You know, and with Hansi Flick leaving Bayern Munich, he decided, you know what, I'm gonna join them. You know.
Yeah.
And he was excited. Like he ended things with Leipzig. They cancelled his contract. You know, and it was quite interesting.
Mm.
Following that, they tried for Brendan Rodgers. You know, and it's like, hey, Brendan, you know, you wanna leave your team that's currently fighting for UEFA to come to us?
Yeah, who are not fighting?
Tottenham Hotspur, who barely gets.
Come on.
You know?
Let's go.
And I guess also one of the biggest factors, especially with the two coaches above, you know, was the whole thing that ended up with Mourinho. That was the biggest problem with Tottenham, because now you have coaches probably going in there seeing what happened with Mourinho and like, yo, you know, what does it take to get me fired? You know, like
what?
And yes, there's pride. One. You know, yes, there's pride that like I can be the guy who brings this club up. But there's also that thing of, you know, you look at someone like Brendan Rodgers, who's like, I'm in Leicester City. I have a very secure job here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm building a nice project over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 years in a row, we just missed UEFA football. You know, just by skin and teeth, we missed it. Couple more transfers, you know. I think we spoke about it last week where there was a transfer that they've brought in now.
Yeah.
You know, couple more transfers, fixing up the defense a bit, bringing more attackers, you know, and then they could now be the people who bring up the league. And then now he looks at Tottenham,
mm-hmm.
where they might have looks. It might look like they have more money, but there is no backing. You know, he won't be going there having the same backing that Leicester currently gives him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And obviously, the other guy was Antonio Conte.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Conte was looking very likely, you know. The talks were going on, you know. They went all the way. The negotiations went all the way to demands, you know. It wasn't whether he wants to or not anymore. It was, okay, he's there now. He's the person you guys can get.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the conversations were called off
mm-hmm.
because he wanted full backing in the transfer market.
Yeah.
Meaning, whoever I want, you guys have to bring.
Yeah.
And now, you know, this is also the problem, I guess, with Pochettino first round, you know, like when he was there. And it looked like they were getting better with Jose Mourinho. Now, also hearing this, I'm going to bring up a question with the whole Mourinho thing.
Mm-hmm.
They say Daniel Levy and Tottenham were greedy. They did not want to make the decisions. They did not want to they did not want to put in the money to make their club face the big four. You know, your City, Man United, Liverpool, and I think Chelsea.
Big buyers.
You know, and you need the money to compete, you know. Now he was wanting full backing, you know, so meaning wherever he wanted to bring, they were going to bring.
Mm.
You know, And now it brings me back to the Mourinho thing, because it looked like that's what they were doing with Mourinho. The players he bought players, you know, with Pochettino he really got players. I think the last player they got was before Dombele was it was Dombele.
Yeah, wow.
And
ages ago.
And you now see him bringing players, and you now wonder if these are the players he actually wants, or is this like second or third people on the list because they're way cheaper than who he actually wants,
Because
I look at Rome now, he's in Rome and he's already signed the Rui Pochettino. I'm probably saying his name wrong, Pochettino. Rui Pochettino from Wolves,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it makes you wonder. Then the other person on their list was getting Pochettino back. Obviously, he's in. He's in French with the French giant PSG. Again, you look at PSG, he's freaking signed Ramos. He freaking signed
Hakimi.
And
Donnarumma.
You know, I don't think he would be willing to leave.
No way.
That job right now.
It'd be crazy to.
It'd be crazy. Followed by Julian Lopucci. I'm probably saying his name wrong.
Fair enough.
But I'm very close. Don't give me slack, guys. I'm trying my best. I think I must give you the names to say, you know.
Yeah.
They wanted him from Sevilla, you know, who's had amazing, amazing run with Sevilla.
Yeah.
You know, he had a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant run. And then lastly, the last two was Paulo Fonseca.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a great Portuguese coach. You know, they wanted him to come in. You know, and he looked like he was really going for it. But obviously, they say things like he wasn't happy with the how tax is done in Britain and stuff. Overall, things like that. I don't know the full story.
Hey.
They never really came out with the full story. There are claims saying that it had to do with things over tax. Then they wanted to get. They really wanted a lot of coaches.
Oh my word! Yeah.
Florentina's Gusto. Who left 22 days after being hired by Florentina.
What?
Yep.
Less than a month.
Yep, less than a month. He was the ex-Napoli coach.
That's a legend right there. How dare you treat him like that?
So he wanted... They were also in talks with him, which never pulled through. And then also Ajax Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Coach Erik ten Hag. I think that was very close,
and they wanted a lot of people.
And then lastly was Nuno Espirito Santos,
the man they actually got,
you know. Oh, and man. it's quite interesting to see like nobody wants to go into Tottenham. Nobody wants to coach Tottenham. Tottenham actually damned themselves by losing someone like Mourinho.
The chosen one.
But you know, all the best for Santo as he goes into next season. You know, you don't wanna I hope to see him getting a good season with Tottenham. Hopefully he gets the backing that he needs to get Tottenham to where he sees them to be. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, it's quite great to see a coach taking a new team. You know, I'm always for a new challenge. I'm always for seeing what is going to happen with this team now.
Yeah, it's good for him as well.
Yes, obviously with Wolves getting Bruno Lage into the team, the ex-Sporting coach, he was the guy who got Sporting's the league.
Man.
Yeah, so they
also good for them.
Yes, and then
everyone's
Crystal
happy.
Palace getting Vieira.
Yeah.
You know, Patrice Vieira.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be an interesting season.
I'm so excited.
Coming. It will be an interesting, interesting season as we derailed. Miss. Completely from what we were talking about.
Went off.
You know, Tottenham's new coach. it's quite interesting. As a lot of these international tournaments end,
mm-hmm.
That's when transfers start booming up because a lot of these players, they will be done, you know.
Yeah.
We're going into the finals of both Copa America and as well as the finals of...
The Euros,
you know, and after these competitions, you know, it's now time for all focus is on the transfer market.
Yeah.
Obviously, Olympics is coming up, but I don't think a lot of big names will be going to the Olympics because it will clash with the beginning of their seasons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they need to go to preseason. They need to go to, they need to do the preseason training with the teams.
Yeah.
And they want to start off the league. You know, the first five games of your league is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be very, very interesting, you know. But you guys can catch us here telling you guys all that is happening.
All of it that is
happening,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the world of transfers. But from me to you, we are signing out.
Thanks and goodbye.
Peace.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777,
and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
How can I look at the ocean and not believe? How can I look at the stars and deny your majesty? How can I look at a child you created in a mother's womb? You are